This is Here and Now, and now to a headline that probably flew under the radar even in the world of tech this week. Microsoft has just joined an alliance that supports open source code for the Internet of Things. In other words, Microsoft has joined a group of companies that wants to make sure that all kinds of devices in our homes, from mattresses to thermostats to coffee makers, can interconnect and operate seamlessly. But as our homes become more connected, what about the threat from hackers? Joining us now from Atlanta is Gunter Ullman, Chief Technology Officer at IOActive. That's a tech security firm. And Gunter, how vulnerable are we, especially with this Internet of Things, to hacking?
Well, I mean, as more of our technologies sort of make their way into the home, then unfortunately, we're becoming more and more vulnerable to different types of attacks and attackers. So all in all, the scale for the possibilities for hacking has been going up.
Well, give us some examples of how we might be vulnerable. I was reading about the idea that somebody could hack into a toilet, a smart toilet. I didn't even know there were smart toilets, but there are, and they have Bluetooth connectivity, and you could hack in and all of a sudden heat up the seat or something like that.
Yes, there's a lot of stunt hacking going on, and so there's a lot of security researchers that are looking into the Internet of Things, technologies that have been around for a while and now have the Internet added to them, and so what we're seeing is that many of these household technologies, whether they're refrigerators, TVs, toilets, and baby monitors and things, are now connected to the network, connected to the internet, so that you can control them through your iPhone or your other apps on the internet, and have great fun. And of course, that just opens up more avenues for hackers to even do something malicious, or perhaps your teen next door neighbor may be a little bit dissatisfied and playing around with the heating settings on your internet connected toilet seat.
Well, and there's the possibility of fire hazard, not with a toilet per se, but with some of these other devices. Tell us about that.
That's correct. I mean, so many of the technologies that are now, being connected in the smart homes, are frail from various aspects. So, for example, if you were to take your lighting system, your household lighting system, now connected to the internet, and you're able to turn the lights on and off, these devices and these technologies are certified for normal use. Now, if you could electronically take hold of them and turn your lights on and off a few thousand times a minute, a few hundred times a second, it can actually physically damage the device that's under control. And that's really where we start to see some of the fire hazards.
Well, and how easy is it to do that?
Unfortunately, many of the technologies have almost no security actually added to them. So as long as someone knows how to connect over a network to the device, then they'll have control of these devices. And that can pose a number of safety hazards, especially if it's things like, say, your internet-connected coffee maker or your toaster oven, for example.
How is it possible that the technology has advanced so far that we can do things like control our thermostat from outside the home or have a warmed-up toilet seat that you can turn on, and yet the security hasn't caught up with that?
The engineers themselves have developed these technologies for many years, but the internet connectivity has been bolted on. And because it's been bolted on, these engineering teams typically have no familiarity with the security technologies or the methods that hackers have available to them. In real terms, it's like a two-decade time warp. We're going back to the Windows 95 level of security for these devices.
So what can people do to protect themselves?
In order to protect themselves, really, the householders really be wise about the type of technology that you're purchasing and understand what wireless and internet connectivity features are actually enabled on these devices. Many of the defaults that we commonly see are default passwords or lack of encryption. And so when you're installing these devices, be wary about what the default permissions are and, where possible, change them. Change these passwords to things that only you could know. It makes it much more difficult for an external attacker or even a curious neighbor from taking control of your devices and either reaping some level of damage or just causing a nuisance.
Well, and we should say it's not always malicious. Sometimes these devices, especially if you've got security cameras in your home that many people are starting to put in, they might be used by the police. If the police get a subpoena and they want to look at some footage in your home to see if you were involved in a crime or something like that.
there are possibilities there, that's for sure. However, you know, each technology has a pros and cons. When you're talking about, you know, the surveillance systems, the nanny cams, the baby monitors and these things, they don't normally have a recording capability. That said, though, you know, for lawful interception, you know, if law enforcement are granted the right to observe, you know, silently the traffic, then yes, you are, you know, potentially exposed there.
So it sounds like what you're saying is we are exposed if we start adding these devices into our home, the Internet of Things, but there's not a whole lot we can do about it.
Today, not an awful lot. You know, it's one of these areas that you just have to be wise about the level of technology. So, for example, you know, when you're talking about things like baby cams, for example, you know, they are, you know, broadcasting images of your baby and your household. And, you know, that's maybe of interest to local neighbors about, you know, the state of your parenting, for example, or if there is other some sort of sexual predators in the area. That said, there are also, you know, just the, if you like, the average criminal that are, you know, using, for example, the exposed webcams to be able to tell whether or not the residence is actually populated, whether anyone is actually at home, so they can coordinate when is the best time to burglarize the house.
After hearing this, I'm sure that we have a lot of listeners who are thinking to themselves, well, I'm not going to upgrade at all. I would rather have just old-fashioned devices all throughout my house.
You may not get that choice, unfortunately. You know, any TV or, you know, any of these devices that you purchase nowadays, this connectivity is just built in by default. And it's a bit like if you go out today and trying to look for a classic CD player, it's almost impossible, right? You're going to have to go for a Blu-ray player, and it's going to be network connected just to be able to play your CDs. And we're finding that more and more, convergences of different technologies, and then, if you like, the ease of use and the ease of control over the internet or, you know, other wireless control devices such as your iPad or your iPhone with inside the household.
Gunter Ullman is Chief Technology Officer at IOActive. That's a tech security firm. He's joining us from Atlanta. Gunter, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, listeners, are you someone who uses your smartphone or laptop to control things in your home? Do you have all these connected devices? And are you worried about security? You can go to facebook.com/hereandnowradio and let us know what you think of this security threat.
I just have three words for you.
Yes.
One with an apostrophe. We're doomed. That's all I can think. And, you know, we've been talking today about how dependent we are on technology in a modern age and how we realize when it's gone.
Absolutely. My air conditioning is broken, and it's not even that smart anyway.
How will he live? You're listening to Here and Now.